This is the Gadget Flow Podcast, the show about everything related to products, entrepreneurship, marketing, and crowdfunding. This week, I got to chat with Krishan Arora, and Krishan is the founder and CEO of the Arora Project. They help brands and startups have massive success with crowdfunding campaigns, digital marketing, and content creation. This is a great interview, and I think you're going to enjoy it. So here is my interview with Krishan Arora. All right, I am here with Krishan, who is the founder and CEO of the Arora Project. Krishan, how you doing, man?
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Doing well. So for our audience who may not know who you are, could you give just a brief snapshot into who you are and what it is you do?
Sure. You know, my name, as Alex said, is Krishan. My career has taken, quite a roller coaster ride in different verticals and different industries, but the core foundation of most of the positions that I was ever in was digital marketing. You know, I was with Apple education marketing for a while, then on the agency level doing social media marketing, and then transferred into the startup world and was a chief marketing officer of a funded startup, and then moved over to the Arora Project over the course of a decade. That was sort of the high level breakdown. My current venture is called the Arora Project, and what we do is we help create and convert global online communities with a core expertise within the crowdfunding world. As of right now, April 19th, we are the only agency on the planet that's listed as an expert both on Indiegogo and on Kickstarter. Both Indiegogo and Kickstarter have experts directories that they recommend of agencies you work with. And we're, I think, the only player still on there that are on both. We raised, you know, millions of dollars in the crowdfunding world across dozens of projects. We've also done equity crowdfunding. We're now starting to do some cryptocurrency projects in the, you know, fully compliant pre-ICO world that we're getting involved with now. And we've also done a lot of crowdfunding projects outside the sort of Kickstarter Indiegogo model on our own platforms that we've created, and done it for nonprofits. And now we're creating our own software tool. So things like that. But that's sort of a detailed answer of what we are and what we're doing right now.
Man, that's a ton of stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, all that, I mean, your background, it's super deep. Like you have such a wide variety of things you've done and worked on. And so I guess my question is, how come you decided that the thing you wanted to do is create the agent? Would you call it an agency?
Yeah. You know, I was always very hesitant of going down the agency world because of many different reasons. But that's what we're transforming into. But the culture at the Arora Project is very HubSpot Google-esque, right? So we work out of the Cambridge Innovation Center, and that, you know, it's a really nice environment. We have a pretty solid team of people. Everybody's under 35, you know, so it's a very young team of digital marketing experts. So we have a really nice culture, which sort of counterbalances the traditional agency vibe a little bit. But yes, I think it's safe to call us an agency.
Yeah. So what made you start it? Like, what was the thing that triggered in you that made you think this was the direction you wanted to go?
Yeah. So earlier on in, 08, 09, 2010, I was at Harvard at the time, and a lot of my colleagues were launching businesses because of just the ecosystem of Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Boston in general. Is a very big startup scene there. And a lot of them saw crowdfunding as a avenue to acquire capital, non-dilutive capital, and also acquire a good portion of loyal customers that they can get feedback from and do a lot of sort of testing with. And that's what the crowdfunding world was first starting off to really pick up mainstream traction. Briefly consulting with a few projects with some friends, because they knew I had a digital marketing background. At the time, I was working for a huge ad agency doing a lot of social media marketing work. A lot of my friends knew that I had a digital marketing background, so they would just briefly ask me, like, hey, you know, what do you think we should do for our Kickstarter campaign? And once a week, I would meet some friends completely free, just over coffee, and recommend best practices for email list acquisition, digital marketing, Facebook ads, PPC campaigns, content generation, things like that. And after five of those over the course of 6 months, you know, three of those raised a few hundred thousand dollars. And I was like, wow, this is, You know, I have friends closing seed rounds of $500,000 and celebrating after months of pitching. And here I have, you know, a friend of mine that just raised a Kickstarter campaign, raised $400,000, right? So right. The sort of realization was coming upon me that this was becoming more and more of a popular avenue for savvy, you know, entrepreneurs to go down and acquire capital. And at that time I said, great, you know, this is, I see a huge market opportunity here. And it, you know, we were already kind of late to the game at that time in 2011, 2010, a lot of things were already happening from an agency level in the crowdfunding world. So we, you know, decided to jump ship around 2014. So after, you know, a year or two of just consulting with projects and being on my own and, you know, still keeping my job and consulting with friends and just sort of being a one man shop, transferred over into the whole agency model, left my job. And, you know, for the first year we did 5 million. The next year we did, you know, over 15. This year on track, we're to double last year. So growth has been great ever since we've started. And, you know, so just seeing the market opportunity and knowing that my digital background can translate into that is why we made the jump.
Man, that's awesome. I love that story. So if you had to say, like, what makes you guys different from other agencies or different from people that do similar things to what you do, like, what makes you guys right. stand out?
So the two major factors that makes us stand out, you know, first of all, we know, I personally know the CEOs of, you know, let's say the top five agencies out there. We're all a close-knit circle. You know, you can just go on Indiegogo Experts or Kickstarter Experts, and you know, the people that are listed on there are usually the people that are at CES and getting leads and sort of talking to each other and collaborating on some campaigns at some point. So we kind of all know each other from the East Coast to the West Coast, and it's a small, tight-knit circle of qualified agencies that have launched millions of dollars repetitively in campaigns. But one of the things that differentiates us, and I have nothing but the utmost respect for everybody else out in the space, is one, we do a very deep dive on data analytics and digital marketing. That's something that we haven't really seen from a feedback perspective from our clients. The clients might have worked with one agency on first campaign, they're working with us on a second campaign, and sort of the unanimous feedback that we get over and over again is, you know, your data-driven approach is definitely something that is a differentiator, a competitive differentiator. You know, we have a very strong data visualization tool that we use. We do a lot of A/B testing before we launch the campaigns. You know, we have a very effective community engagement drip campaign that we put into place with a viral referral tool. All of this is backed up with analytics through Google Analytics, Facebook Analytics, Bitly Analytics, our own data visualization tool. And we digest all of these different metrics to truly understand what's happening pre-campaign and specifically during campaign. Like during campaign optimization based on incoming conversion data is, you know, other people are doing this, but I don't think as robustly as us. And some people might do it exclusively in the Facebook ads world, but we're doing it on a holistic campaign level, right? On the email side, on the campaign traffic side, on the Kickstarter or Indiegogo page side, what the conversion rates are, what the traffic sources are, and adapting in real time with data reports updated daily. So that's one of the biggest competitive differentiators, because one of the things I really wanted to do from the get-go was demystify the crowdfunding world. Like, why is this sock campaign raising $500,000, but this life-saving technology device only raised 10,000, right? From a product right. standpoint, there was a mismatch in quality of product and need for product and funding. And that just broke down to, can you understand the data of what's happening in the campaign and optimize towards it? Some are lucky, but that's one major differentiator in what we do. And two is, you know, we're sort of a full service shop. Not everybody does full service. Some only do PR. Others only do Facebook ads. And that Facebook ads world is very saturated. There's a couple of big players out there, and you know, shout out to Jellup and Ito and those guys. Those are, you know, good friends of ours. They just crush it in the Facebook ads world. But we do everything from, you know, 2 months before the campaign goes live, we do the photo shoot, the video, we create your email list, we set up your crowdfunding campaign page with our graphics design team, we engage Kickstarter and Indiegogo, make sure that they're involved in some sort of process with us, and you know, they know that we're coming in their pipeline. Then we run the campaign, execute the email campaign, execute the PR campaign, manage the comments responses, do the analytics update, and then post campaign as well. We offer a plethora of digital marketing services to continue the momentum that we've already built. And several of our current clients, well, I don't really like to call them clients, campaign owners, stay on with us for 6 to 12 months after a crowdfunding campaign because we did such a good job with messaging and marketing and things like that. So those two things. One is sort of the full service customized offering, and the second one being our data-driven approach that bleeds into everything that we do.
Yeah, man. I think you just saying that, I've never actually thought of that before, but that's huge that you offer helping them even, 6 months to a year, or however long past their campaign actually being over, like that follow through could make or break a brand or a product for the foreseeable future, you know? Because if you could have a great campaign, but then if all of your firepower just goes away right when it's done, then maybe you're not helping yourself in the long term for your brand and company. So that in itself is huge that you guys are willing to do that for clients. So on that, like, how many customers have you guys worked with, and like, what is your like success rate? What does all that look like?
Sure. So far, we've had a good run so far. Whenever we get behind a campaign, and this is a good point to note, whenever we've launched a campaign and understood that the price points are good and the reward strategy is good and the campaigner is ready to adapt, like, hey, the price point's too high, we got to slash them, or we got to bundle different value propositions, we got 100% success rate, right? So whenever we get behind a campaign and we launch them and optimize them, we haven't not met our funding goal to date. Now, we've had to launch some campaigns, cancel, relaunch, because we've learned that, this is not working, that's not working, we need to change this value proposition, this is too bulky, and then relaunch, and that has been successful. But in terms of campaigns that, our hypotheses were correct, saying, hey, these price points are good and the value proposition makes sense, every single one of them has raised, much more than their funding goal.
Wow, man. Are there any campaigns specifically that stand out to you that you guys have worked on that are just like a moment you're really proud of, something you're really excited about? Like, what's one that really stands out?
Yeah, one that really stands out to us was, well, two actually, was the Geo Orbital campaign. We did $1.2 million for them on Kickstarter. And then they ended up raising by themselves.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the name of that? Sorry, man.
Geo Orbital, G-E-O Orbital. Okay. They're great guys out of Boston. Shout out to Mike Bertoff, who's the CEO. He's a phenomenal team, phenomenal product. It was very timely, and we ended up doing over $1 million for them on Kickstarter. And then they ended up going to an equity crowdfunding platform, raising another $1 million after that, and then ended up going to Shark Tank after that. So, that's just a perfect example of a great idea back with a great team that's being executed perfectly, So they're just a phenomenal team. And that was one. Another one that we worked on was called SPUD, the Spontaneous Pop-Up Display. We raised $750,000 for them on Kickstarter. Now they're going sort of direct to consumer and have a lot of traction involved with them. And even on the smaller campaign side that we've worked on, like ButcherBox was one that we worked on. They raised almost $250,000, which was grass-fed beef and chicken delivered to your door, right? Organic chicken and grass-fed beef delivered to your door, which is so out the realm of a Kickstarter campaign, right? Most of them are technology design fashion products. A subscription meat delivery service, it wasn't really something that was successful. We were able to take it to over the $200,000 mark, and now they're absolutely crushing it. So Michael, who's also the CEO of ButcherBox, a great guy, very successful entrepreneur. And, so we've had campaigns in all different industries, from food to fashion to technology, and each of them have sort of their unique story,
Yeah, man, that's super cool. Really wide variety of work on your guys' resume. So, so where do you see crowdfunding maybe 5 years from now? Do you still think it's going to be a growing industry?
Definitely. One thing I do see happening, and this is just my hypothesis of what might happen in the space, is it's going to get a lot more competitive, and you're going to see much bigger brands starting to get involved within the crowdfunding world. Indiegogo does a great job in having partnerships with like Brook Brothers and Target and sort of all the big different organizations that see the value in crowdfunding. And the crowdfunding world has two sides. The negative side is just not from a malicious standpoint, but campaign owners that overpromise and underdeliver, never deliver the products, deliver it a year late, deliver a lower quality. And that's not to their fault. A lot of these entrepreneurs are first time sort of product launching, endeavors or campaigns that they're doing. And within that, it's really hard to foresight some of the logistics, shipping, manufacturing, especially when you've never done some of that before. So, that is one layer of it that I definitely think should be worked on. And Kickstarter and Indiegogo are doing a lot of work in making sure that the prototypes are built and the entrepreneurs have a, you know, access to Dragon on Kickstarter or Arrow and Electronics on Indiegogo, which are sort of fulfillment and manufacturing big sort of players. So the world's adapting towards making that sort of more streamlined. But where I think this is going in the next 5 years would be, you know, bigger and bigger brands doing product launches on crowdfunding platforms. And I think that's going to have a positive effect in terms of funding raised and notoriety, but it's also going to have a negative effect for the little guy that 5 years ago that could have raised 100 or 200 grand. It's going to be significantly harder to gather the attention of the organic Kickstarter or Indiegogo backer, or even raise a large enough email list to be successful.
Right. That makes a lot of sense, man. So earlier you said you're on both directories for Indiegogo and Kickstarter. How would you suggest someone choose which they launch on? Like, is there a preference for, there has to be a reason that you guys would choose one or the other for working with people. Could you explain maybe a good difference?
Sure. We're very data driven. We look at just, you know, the first layer is market research. So if we look at Kickstarter and if we're launching a headphones campaign, right, we'd say, okay, what have been the top 10 headphone campaigns in the last year on Kickstarter? And what has been the total funds that they've raised, in the headphones subcategory? And then do the same competitive analysis for Indiegogo. And then if we see that, you know, Indiegogo's outraised Kickstarter by X amount within our vertical, that's a huge indicator that says, okay, you know, this platform has a better fit for our product and our industry. Secondarily is also, you know, Indiegogo offers a few things Kickstarter doesn't. Kickstarter offers a few things Indiegogo doesn't. If there's a large enough advertising budget for one of our projects, it might make sense to go to Indiegogo because of the Facebook pixel that's allowed, and we can optimize and sort of really scale up our ad campaigns on the Indiegogo side. But that also is possible on the Kickstarter side as well. But we primarily stick with the market research and let the community dictate to us. And we also poll our community as well. You know, where would you like to see it? We have a community that we work with and engage with, and especially with the cool stuff you guys are doing at the Gadget Flow with Evan, you know, getting your community involved and saying, you know, where would you want to see this? So it's a mix of consumer feedback backed up with hardcore market research.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, man. So give me two of the most important things for a campaign to be successful other than having a great product. That's obvious. You have to have a great product. Right. But what are two other things that would make a campaign successful?
Here's the biggest point of feedback that I give to all of the campaigners that we speak to. You know, we get dozens of inquiries a week, and we can only really work with, you know, one or two of them. That's why our success rates are so high, and that's why we're able to be very selective on who we work with, is because the crowdfunding campaign, you have to sort of take a step back from the campaign level, from the product level, from the team level, and understand that the overarching messaging strategy that you implement on your crowdfunding campaign has to intertwine through several different layers perfectly. The first layer is the value proposition, and probably the most important one. And the way we break it down here, and the way I give presentations on this all the time in a bunch of universities, the way I personally view this topic is your product removing friction from a current process at a price point that's low enough that people are going to see value in converting over to your product over the existing process, right? So like really breaking that down and saying, you know, if you're coming up with a cell phone case, what distinguishes you? Because you really have to understand the crowdfunding world before you do a crowdfunding campaign. These are the early adopters. You know, these are the people on Reddit. These are the people on Google groups. These are the guys commenting paragraphs on YouTube and Reddit that are highly engaged, highly detail-oriented, and are very meticulous. A bulk of them are sort of fit this portfolio. And, you know, it's not, you can't just say, hey, I'm creating a laptop that's faster than the Mac. They're going to push you on gigahertz and solid state hard drives and RAM and, you know, why this operating software and why not that? Now, why is it not available for Linux? Why is it available only for Mac and Windows? And, you know, this happened last year. They do their own market research. So first, really honing in your value proposition. If you're just slightly innovating upon an existing product, I would say crowdfunding is not the goal or the avenue for you. If you are radically innovating upon a orthodox or antiquated product that people are using because there's no other choice, that makes a lot of sense. So prime example, sticking with the Geo Orbital campaign, a lot of bike owners would love their bike to be electric, but they have an affinity with their bike. They don't want to let go of their bike to buy a new electric bike. The Geo Orbital campaign was simply flip out the front wheel of your bike with our wheel, and it makes your current retro bike electric. So that was not being offered on the market. It was priced correctly. It was removing friction from a current industry and adding value at a price point that was acceptable to the user. So like, that is the first layer that people have to understand, right? What are you trying to do? And is the friction that you are removing from the current way things are done high enough that your product will be adopted at the right price point that you're positioning at? So that is sort of the most important part. Everything else is secondary to that. Because as long as you get that right, you're going to see some positive reception in the crowdfunding world. And the second thing is, you know, preparation. Build your community ahead of time. And there's no excuse not to. You don't need to hire a PR agency if you can't afford one. Go to Google News, type in keywords related to your product and your industry. And when you do that, you'll see all the articles that have ever been written about, let's say, electric bikes. And if you go to an article and click underneath the subject of the article, the author's name, you know, 6 out of 10 times, they're going to have their email and their Twitter handle. There's no reason why you shouldn't build a list of 500 people that have written about your product or a competitive product or a complementary product or even your industry. Create an email campaign and reach out to 500 press over the course of a month, even if you confirm 5% of them. That's 25 articles, right? You don't have to hire a PR firm to do that. So persistence, preparation, and dedication pre-campaign if you don't have the budget to bring on someone like the Aurora Project. The value proposition and then the dedication would be sort of the make or break factors of a crowdfunding campaign.
Man, you got me pumped up to go do something. Right. That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's awesome. Dude, I appreciate you so much. Where can people find you, stay up to date with what you guys are working on, and contact you if they're looking for help on their next campaign?
Definitely. You know, you can always feel free to go to our website. It's A-R-O-R-A, Aurora Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T.co. not.com.co. We have a live chat on our website. You can go to our Facebook page at Aurora Project, and you know, message us directly to our Facebook page, and we have an under 24-hour response time, either through our live chat, which is instant, or through our support ticket through our website. And you know, we help people, even the campaigners that we're not working with because they might not have the budget or the resources. You know, as long as I see dedication and passion and engagement, like, look at the research I've done, look at my product, we always, you know, try to help out, even if it's just via email and strategy, everywhere we can.
Cool, man. Krishan, thank you so much for being on the show, man. I think you totally hit the nail on the head and gave a ton of super valuable information, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what you guys keep working on in the future. So thank you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks a lot for having us on, man. Have a great day.
That was my interview with Krishan Arora. Please make sure to check out the Aurora Project to see all of the awesome stuff they're working on. I am super thankful for his time and appreciate him being a guest on our show this week. Thanks, Krishan. This podcast is made by Gadgetflow, and we are proud to be the number one platform to find new and awesome gadgets. So make sure to check our site all the time. Just keep checking it for new products we're curating every single day. We'll be back next week with another new episode. So in the meantime, please go rate and review our show on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening to the Gadgetflow Podcast.